Phone Boy Speaks, episode 235, Trust No One. Two companies that offer secure email services have decided to discontinue that service. And of course, one of those companies, that's all they did. So they pretty much shut down their company. The first company was a company called LavaBit. And what they did was, they were apparently involved with the Edward Snowden incident where he leaked information about the NSA. Apparently he used a LavaBit.com email. And I'm guessing the guy that runs LavaBit didn't say, he said he couldn't say because he had a gag order, but presumably he received something related to that. And he said, well, it's either I shut down the business or I go against the security of the people that trusted me, go against the American people and essentially divulge information. And he wasn't willing to do that, and good for him. And so he said, screw this, I'm not going to operate anymore. And likewise, another company called Silent Circle, which was offering a secure email service among other things, decided to preemptively shut down their secure email service because they didn't want to get anything from the U.S. government. And so they just said, no, we're not going to do it anymore. And, deleted all the data, and that was that. And that's pretty chilling if you start thinking about the implications of that. And I could talk about the politics of it, but I'll talk in very practical terms that if you put your data on the cloud, if it's not encrypted and you didn't encrypt it yourself, you can't trust it. That's full stop. There's no other way to say it. And you can't be assured that some company, especially if you're a U.S. citizen at this point, just given the way the government's going, that you can't be assured that your data, if it's out there on the cloud, that it's not going to be found by people in the government or be subpoenaed or whatever in private. And, if you didn't encrypt it yourself with your own encryption keys, it's pretty much out there in public now. Even if it's going over the internet, I think if you encrypt the data yourself, of course they can still get the data, but at that point the data is assuming you've encrypted it correctly, it's probably not going to be broken, although you never know, right? I mean, there's I'm sure that the NSA is trying ways to break AES 256 or whatever you want to use, and that's just the reality now. We're in this environment, and maybe I'm sounding a little bit crackpot about this, but I'm concerned, and it is true. And these incidents didn't really change the reality of the situation, because this could have happened, right? Because there's nothing that you put data out on the cloud, you have no idea what's going to happen to it. You have to trust that the provider of that service is going to do the right thing with your data. And so, I generally operate under the assumption that anything I do on the internet is public anyway. And that's, I have to do that. And if I don't want anybody finding out something, I don't put it on the internet. It's as simple as that. And so, I have a feeling that we're going to be people that are really, really trying to hide something are, just going to do that. Or at this point, encryption makes you suspicious automatically because it seems like you have something to hide, which isn't necessarily true. That's just the way things are going now. So I guess my advice to everybody is, encrypt all the things, and if you really want to ensure that the data doesn't fall into the wrong hands, don't give it to anybody on the internet. I don't care who, right? I mean, we've gotten to the point now where just because of the environment, if you don't want something out there, you cannot trust anyone. And you have to take the security of your data in your own hands, and that's always been the case. But with the environment the way it is now, I think that's really the only true answer. If you want your data to be secure, and you don't want it to fall into the wrong hands, you got to keep it off the internet. If you put it on the internet, it's got to be encrypted by you with your own encryption keys, and you don't share that. Except with this very specific people that need it, and that's just good data security anyway. But really, this is say we're at that point now where you got to encrypt all the things and hope for the best, as I commented on app.net earlier, I said, no, when it comes to email, the only winning move is not to play.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.